Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Only the Resurrection podcast. This is Noah, and today, just going to school today, I did just want to share some of the reflections I've had over this summer. And so looking back at the summer, I'm just really thankful that God has poured out a lot of grace. He's allowed me to read and meditate on His words. He's given me repentance of being proud, and He's given me a lot of opportunities to serve and share the gospel at summer camps, meeting with some of my friends at school, and going to a mission trip to Boston with my church and serving at my church, and also getting together as a community, as a church community, to share God's words. And so one of the first things I did want to share just over the summer, looking back at the summer, is that God showed me not about being vague, but being specific, as in when I'm sharing God's words and when I'm sharing the gospel, not being vague, but actually like being specific about things. Talking about things vaguely, it kind of becomes knowledge, where as in that it's just something I know, but it doesn't actually mean something in my life. It's not real in my life. So being specific is being real. And that's what matters. Like when I say that I will lay down my life for Jesus, what does that really actually look like in my life? How is that real in my life? So I realized that it's not just about saying that, but actually doing that, like through prayer, by reading God's words every day, and by opening my mouth to share the gospel and share God's words. So that's when it's not just knowledge, but that's when it actually becomes reality. And that's important, to actually lay down my life for Jesus. It's not just about saying that and living differently, but really actually living by those words. And so before trying to do any of those things though, before actually trying to do that, it's not by my power, but it only happens when I meet Jesus by receiving Him into my heart as my Lord. So that when He is Lord and He lives in my heart, then I can actually lay down my life. Because Jesus is the one who laid down His life for me. Then I can walk with Jesus as my Lord in His words. And walking with Him as in knowing what He wants and doing His will. So just as school's coming on and everything, I prayed to lay down my life for my friends by praying for them, thinking about them, and what help they might need, and also sharing the gospel with them, and just telling them, not just as in where I'm just telling them, but asking them and having conversations with them and dialogue, and to really love them. Because I'm not here for myself or my success in school or sports, but I'm here for others, to share the gospel and raise them as disciples. Jesus says, if you love me, he asked Peter, do you love me? Then he said, feed my sheep. So feeding sheep, it doesn't just come with one time talking about God and sharing God's word and then leaving, but just constant interaction and sharing and truly like living life with people. And just, I think I realized that Jesus and like Christianity and God's words, it doesn't just affect one part of our lives, and it's not just relevant one day, as in on a Sunday or a Wednesday, but it's every day, reading God's words and living them out and sharing the gospel. It's not just meant to be like a private belief where you keep at home or at church, but it's meant to be proclaimed and shared with others, because this is truth. This is absolute truth. So I just pray for boldness and courage to share the gospel with others, especially even with those who may not share my beliefs, but just to humbly and with loving care, with a loving heart, share the gospel with others. God also just leads me to repent of having a proud heart, even when I share the gospel. I remember this from going to a summer camp, when the first day I thought I knew I could share the gospel, I knew what to say, and I thought that I knew how everything would go, but when someone just told me how to do it differently, I got very proud because I thought that I was right and I knew what I was doing. So it just kind of struck in my heart that sharing the gospel is not about me. It has nothing to do with me. It's that others might hear the gospel. And through that, the Holy Spirit might do his work and lead them to repentance and confess Jesus as Lord. And so at the time, I could only repent of thinking about myself and about me and how I can do it. But I just ask God continually that I might have a humble heart to serve others and think about them. It's not about me, but it's about others. And I realize that my attitude towards people reflects on my attitude towards God. So again, it's all about the heart, the attitude. I ask God that he would give me a pure heart, as in having nothing to do with sin, and to be continually purified by God's words, cleansed through God's words. And also just during the summer camp, I also got to like learn what it means to be led by the Holy Spirit in sharing the gospel. So it's not like depending on any system or like memorizing words or format, because that kind of limits ourselves. But just instead of that, being freely led by the Holy Spirit and being filled with God's heart, truly to share the gospel and just share what we've received, that it's brought us out of darkness and into God's light, and that it's all true because Jesus rose again. It's not just a belief, but it's all true reality because Jesus rose again. And so, yes, we need to be prepared, definitely, but also to always rely on the Holy Spirit and surrender to the Holy Spirit. And also going on a mission trip with my church to Boston, it also just led me to focus on the mission I have right here in Austin. That mission and sharing the gospel doesn't just stop in going on mission trips, but it's the mission that I reach out actually every day is at my school. You know, going there every day, talking with people, that's the mission field God has put in my life. So I pray that when I go to school, I remember that I'm here to share the gospel and to be more like Jesus so that others may come to know who Jesus is. So also just talking with my friends at school, and just it seems like a lot of people kind of struggle, a lot of Christians kind of struggle with living out their faith as like reality, as like it's real, as in overcoming the world, because it seems like just, and this is me as well, that a lot of times, even if I wanted to like love Jesus and read God's words and share the gospel, the world always seems a lot bigger, and it seems to just immediately and easily distract me. Even if I like try and get my focus on Jesus, the world just easily distracts me, like movies and games and books, whatever it is. And it's also like, even though I knew the evidence, I lived the same life. I just lived however I wanted to. And so, but knowing the evidence, that's just one part, because like it's through the evidence we can believe that this is true. And because this is true, that completely changes our lives to share the gospel. That really receiving the gospel is also laying down our life to share the gospel. So just talking with my friends and just seeing this going on, God just gives me a humble heart for me first to live out my faith, first to like live that as reality, that all God's words are reality. But then also that it's meeting Jesus, and after that actually using my heart and giving my life to Jesus, so that God's words is not just a thing I do as part of a daily routine, but it directs me and my actions. So I just pray that the Holy Spirit may help me to fully enjoy God's words and live them out. So lastly, I just did want to share two things just from meeting together with the community, the church community. It's that first, loving God is also loving our brothers. And for us as a church community, that just means, you know, just sharing what's going on in our lives and confessing sin and sending out prayer requests so that we can go together as a community We can like help each other and pray for one another and share God's words together so that again we can go forward together and share the gospel. Because the church community, my church community, they're the reason why I'm here, that I'm standing here. Yes, it was because God's grace and that Jesus died on the cross for my sins and he rose again that I'm saved. But even when I was in sin and just in rebellion, you know, they continually prayed for me and cried out to God for me. Because of their labor and because of their just desperate hearts to pray to God, I believe just God, that God listened to them and led me to repentance. So for this, God just gives me a humble heart, a really humble and thankful heart for the community, to love them, and also to be patient with others, remembering that I was the worst, stubborn and rebellious and wicked sinner. And finally, the most important thing of all, though, to kind of sum everything up, is that God's will is done in my life. It's that God's will and my will are one, united. That I surrender to God's will. It's like what Jesus said. He did not, in the Garden of Gethsemane, he didn't just say, "Father, my whole life, I obeyed you. You know, I obeyed you the entire time. So now this time, you know, could you have this cup taken away?" He did not say that. He said, "Not my will, but yours be done." I just pray for that kind of heart. To always be seeking and always be asking and searching God's will, not my own. Before the summer had started, I had always written in my prayer request that God would help me to be prepared the next semester. And it's kind of surprising that it's already here. Just the summer went by fast, but at that time, I thought that being prepared was just being ready to share the evidence. But I believe that God has also been preparing my heart to love others and serve others with a humble heart, to listen to them, to just have dialogue with them and share the gospel with them. Also to read God's words and pray about them and meditate on them. So in everything God has allowed me to do this summer, I believe God has just graciously given me a lot of things to hold on to and again, preparing me to share the gospel. And I pray just that God may continually use me for his glory. So I'd like to end with this, and this is what Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians chapter 9. He says, "Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way as to get the prize. Everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever. Therefore, I do not run like a man running aimlessly. I do not fight like a man beating the air. No, I beat my body and make it my slave so that after I've preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize. Amen." So again, we're running for the prize. We're running the race of sharing the gospel. And now that because our eyes have been opened to the prize, the crown that will last forever, there's no reason to look back. There's no reason to even go back, but just leave all that behind and run for the race and run the mission that God has called us to run of sharing the gospel. Amen. So we live for the glory of God and for the Lord Jesus. Amen. Thank you so much for listening, and just please stay in tune for more as we share God's words and continue to talk about the evidence. Thank you, and see you later. Bye.